Looking for more fan-made Star Wars audio productions? Then look no further than the home of Star Wars fan audio, StarWarsFanWorks.com. It's your source for audio dramas, audio parodies, online radio shows, and podcasts, plus the most comprehensive Star Wars fan audio news found anywhere. StarWarsFanWorks.com. Fandom has a whole new sound.
I'm James, your host, and welcome to CorusmanCast, the official podcast of Corusman, www.corusman.uni.cc,
the core of the Star Wars galaxy.
On Hoth, an Imperial Walker lumbers towards its destiny.
Yes, Lord Vader. You may start your landing.
Did you hear that? Lord Vader is on his way. Hey! Ow! Pay attention! Oh, sorry, I was listening to my favorite podcast. It's called Imperial Holonet Radio. They cover the entire Star Wars galaxy, from news to collecting and books. They even spend time covering topics we want to know about.
Where can I find it?
All over! They're online at www.ihnradio.com, on iTunes, and on other podcasting sites.
How can you listen to a podcast? We're storming the Rebel base and blasting soldiers.
I always listen to IHN Radio at work.
Target, maximum firepower.
IHN Radio, exploring the Star Wars universe, one listener at a time.
Welcome to this episode of Coruscant Cast, in which I will be talking about the upcoming Clone Wars TV series and the upcoming live-action TV series. First, I'd like to talk about the Clone Wars TV series coming in fall 2008. Now, the information that we've got on it so far, that it's set, obviously, during the Clone Wars, during the same period as the previous TV series, and each episode will be 22 minutes to fill a half hour time slot, and there'll be at least 100 episodes of the series. Now, it's been revealed that Frank Oz and Anthony Daniels and Matthew Wood have all been contacted to appear on the show, so we're almost guaranteed to have Yoda, C-3PO, and General Grievous in there. Now, at the moment, there are 15 episodes in various stages of production, with one episode fully completed and another almost completed. Rob Coleman is set to direct 5 of the first 26 episodes, and the episodes are focusing not on the Skywalker story at all, but just the Clone Wars. Specifics mentioned were episodes with nothing but stormtroopers and an episode just about Kit Fisto. Now, there's still no TV network for the series, but hopefully that will be finalised nearer the time. And it's also been revealed that appearance by Boba Fett is also possible. Now, I think looking at what information we do have at the moment, it sounds like it's going to be quite promising. I mean, there's major stars from the films in there, which is always bonus. Mace Windu is going to be in there, but unfortunately not voice acted by Samuel L. Jackson, which is unfortunate, but I'm sure the person that is going to do it will do a fine job. Now, I think that as long as it is as good as, if not better, than the 2003 Clone Wars series, then I think it's going to be very successful. I really liked the Clone Wars series in 2003. I bought it on DVD. That was a really excellent show, so I reckon this is shaping up so far to be at least as good as the 2003. Now, apparently the director of the first Clone Wars series will not be involved with the 2008 series, but hopefully that won't be bad for the show. Right, now I'm going to talk about the live action TV series. Now, it's scheduled to debut in 2009, so obviously there's not going to be that much of information on it. According to official reports, it'll be set during the 90-year time span between ROTS and A&H, or Revenge of the Sith and New Hope. Its focus will primarily be on minor characters rather than the main characters. Minor characters will be from both the films and the EU, Expanded Universe, but Lucas said that some of the main characters may make cameo appearances. Rick McCallum has said that there will possibly be up to 400 episodes. He says that one of the ideas is that we'll have multiple series going on in about 2 or 3 years' time. This, according to the Wikipedia article, supports a description given by Lucas on March the 3rd, 2007, as one show that will be split into four shows focusing on different characters. Now, the Rick McCallum says that they're still interviewing writers to figure out which way they want to go with the series, and apparently there's going to be a lot of characters that haven't been in the EU, or some that have been developed from the novels and other sources. It's going to be much darker, Rick McCallum says, and it's also going to be more character based. And he says also that obviously it's very early in the stage, so obviously plot and story may change. And George Lucas has been shown to change his mind easily. He also says it'll be more for mature audiences like Battlestar Galactica and Firefly. And George Lucas has described the series as bare bones and action heavy. Of course, set during the dark times, and it will be focused on different characters, but it will be sort of one show that will split into four shows, and like I said before, major characters may appear briefly. Over the course of the show, the Rebel Alliance will gradually form into a full resistance against the Empire, and early Alliance figures such as Mon Mothma, Bail Organa, and Garmbel Iblis will likely play a role in the plot. The Alliance will ultimately win its first battle against the Empire, setting up events for A New Hope. So, there's also going to be, reportedly, Daniel Logan, who played young Boba Fett in the series, possibly. Frank Oz, Ian McDiarmid, Hayden Christensen, Jimmy Smits, who played Bail Organa, Wayne Pygram, who played Grand Moff Tarkin, Ewan McGregor, Temuera Morrison, and Peter Mayhew have all expressed their interest in occasional appearances. And there's been a little bit of a clue about another character from that might be in the show, because apparently George Lucas instructed the writers of the Star's Republic Commando comic series not to kill off Quinlan Vos' character. So he may be in the series. I think that from what we've heard about this series so far, it's probably going to be a lot more interesting than, say, the Clone Wars, which involves sort of major characters and is pretty much like the Star Wars films. Whereas this is going to be more interesting, as it's going to be involving characters that not many people are going to know. You're going to be able to develop the characters, and it's just going to be a lot more interesting. And by the sounds of it, the actual plot is going to be very interesting as well. And George Lucas has also said that it's going to be bare bones and action heavy, which is good. Everyone likes a bit of action. I should sincerely hope there'd be a lot of action in it. And so, yeah, it's shaping up to be quite a good series, if what we know so far is anything to go by. So I really can't wait to see this when it comes out in 2009. So thanks for listening, and may the Force be with you.
What happens when two guys get together and talk about whatever comes to their mind?
I have no idea. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
A cross between Sonic the Hedgehog and a Pokemon.
It's the Geek Monster.
I'm just making sure you're not stupid.
Well, not much, but it can be entertaining. Join your hosts, Robert and Kyle, as they discuss anything from Star Wars to Arnold Schwarzenegger and everything in between.
We're here for an exclusive interview segment with one of the best smugglers in the universe, the one and only Han Solo.
Get out of my butt, you idiot!
It's a chia pet going bad.
Oh my gosh.
Check them out at www.simpletricksandnonsensepodcast.podomatic.com or in iTunes under Simple Tricks and Nonsense. Simple Tricks and Nonsense. The name says it all.
Thank you for listening to Corsican Cast. May the Force be with you. You can subscribe to Corsican Cast at the.beepmiller.com/CorsicanCast or go to www.corsicancast.uni.cc. Star Wars and all related trademarks are copyright Lucasfilm Limited and in Applied. Corsican Cast is not advertised to Lucasfilm in any way.